Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
What's happening?
Well, just slogging through the post-Luca day one. Pardon me. I'm verklempt.
I really identify with your tweet at the beginning of the game.
I heard you say that.
I think I'm about to throw up. And it's a weird feeling, man. I never thought I'd feel that way about a basketball game or anything that came with it. But that's the quietest I've ever been watching a half of basketball, like the first half of that game.
Yeah, like once the second half rolled around and they made it close, I was done with, I mean, I just wanted them to win, the Mavericks. Like, I was going crazy. I was yelling at PJ. I couldn't believe how bad he was playing. The first half, though, was definitely the weirdest half of any sport I think I've ever watched. And Luka said the same thing after the game.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, you're trying to make sure you control your emotions, but there's no way you can. And that's him playing in it. And then every single Mavs fan the exact same way. And then the images of before the pregame and the warm-up, as Nico's leaning on the table and he's out there working out. It's just everything added to the drama of it all. And then we get to tip and you're just feeling some sort of way.
So this guy wants to know if Nico will be invited to Donnie's DFW Domino Classic this year.
I don't know if he'll show up. I don't know if the invitation is going to be put out there. I have to think about it.
There is no way you invite him.
We'll holla.
Nor would he show up if you did.
Well, with the way he played in that game we played together, there is no way.
Ooh. You are affected by this more than damn near anybody I know. Not a chance you invite him.
What if I played him one-on-one and it's a grudge match?
The one-on-one is whoever loses has to quit.
Yes.
One game? Like, is there no chance he could beat you?
Oh, yeah. No, no. He could. But that's why you'd have to make it like a series. Because it's almost like baseball. At any point, you can get a hand that you could, if you know what you're doing, you can beat someone. The best domino player has lost a lot of domino games. So we definitely wouldn't do just one game. But I'd do any type of series. 2 or 3, 3 or 5, 4 or 7, wouldn't matter. I'd win.
Okay.
Fire Nico.
Okay, Joel.
Are Mavs fans who are also Cowboy fans more frustrated than most because Luka gets traded and Dak, who has given us zero success in the postseason, is still here? I mean, it's two different stories, but I get where he's coming from because with Luka, it's like, oh my God, you traded him at his pinnacle. We think at least. I mean, he's probably got a title in him and that's his pinnacle. But, you know, for right now, for being that young, he gets dealt. And Dak, they have been hanging on and hanging on and hanging on and kicking the can and kicking the can. Mm-hmm. And it's like most people, I think, are like, can we just cut bait?
Well, they had that opportunity by not signing him to that deal at the beginning of the year last year.
Yeah, you could have got one of the quarterbacks who's not even highly rated in the draft this year.
He's not going. He wasn't going to hold out. He's not going to make any noise about being on the last year of his deal because he's done it so many times. That would have been, it would have been fine if you wanted to do that and move on. But they panicked because Trey Lance sucked, and they signed him to a deal that married themselves. It's on them.
I know, but I think most Cowboy fans, I think at least, would have said, let's just reboot. Whatever that means, let's just reboot this whole thing and start fresh and start with a new quarterback. I think, maybe not.
Easier said than done because you think that's the case, and then you have one of those quarterbacks to lead you, and you're like, you suck.
Right.
And then you pine for Dak. Because at least you were kind of in the mix, or you thought you were in the mix.
Do either one of you guys watch Severance?
I do, yeah. But I haven't started season 2 yet because they only release one episode a week, and I like to let it build up.
Okay. So, Donovan, you don't, though.
I do not.
Okay, so basically the premise of Severance is a guy went through a huge tragedy. He finds out that there's a business that if you go work for them during the work week, you have no memory or concept of what you do in your outside life. So you go in and your brain is zapped for 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you leave the office and your brain comes back to normal. It's crazy, but it's great. But this guy asked, would you get severed for 8 hours a day? Pick your 8 hours as to not think about the Luka trade.
No.
I like to not think about it.
I mean,
but I can't help it. And then it's going to get to a point where I'm not thinking about it. And then they come here in April and then I'll think about it again.
You'll think about it every day.
Well, time heals.
Yeah, time definitely heals. But as my buddy told me yesterday, big Mavs fan, he was like, the first thing I think of every single day is Luka not being here. Every day he wakes up and he's
that's
like,
that's amazing.
Oh. Yeah, that's I'm not in that boat. I can think that's about other things. I think if I have to go poop or not. I think that's the first thing I think about when I wake up.
Yeah,
is this a poop a morning or not? And if it is,
don't you have to pee first? You can't do the one without the other.
I know.
Which is weird because you can do one without the other.
And that's why that's number one and the poop is number two.
Yeah. You can't two without one, but you can one without two.
Yep. That's true.
If Austin Reeves would have been thrown into this trade and Anthony Davis was 5 years younger, would people still be irate?
Yes.
Yes.
100% they would. You could have traded the entire Laker team for Luka, and people would still be irate, including LeBron.
I think it would have had to have been. I mean, any trade would have made you absolutely freak out, but it would have had to have been Anthony Davis, four firsts, Austin Reeves,
Dalton Connect.
Yeah.
And,
I mean,
Bronny.
Then I would have been satisfied. You won't hear a word from me. If we got Bronny.
That'd be amazing. The Prince, he'd come here.
Yeah, and then if you're Nico, you don't do the deal unless you're throwing in Bronny. Like, we're on the cusp of making one of the more historic deals. I need the kid.
There's no one they could have traded him for.
What if Pelinka says, I just can't do it. I can't throw in
he
Bronny.
Because then LeBron, I'm going to have to deal with him. I can't handle this.
I can't do it.
Dude, if Caleb Martin was traded for Bronny right now, I'd be like, what are you doing?
So
what are we doing? He can't play.
What if Markieff Morris was traded straight up for Bronny? Would you still get upset?
No, I'd take that. He's a great leader, so much so they had to get rid of him.
Very interesting.
How come nobody talks about that? Markieff Morris, bashing him as he left town.
No, look, you know the worst part about this? It's like dying being in a plane crash and being with someone famous. How many times have you guys mentioned Maxi Kleber, who is a huge part of what the Mavericks have been about for a decade, it seems like?
Their best
he hasn't even been mentioned in 3 weeks.
I know. It's very sad.
Does he suit up?
No.
For the Lakers?
He didn't yesterday. Yeah.
Well, he's hurt.
Yeah.
Was he there?
He's the AD of the Lakers.
He broke his foot or something like that. Yeah, he's out. Yeah, so man. I don't know if he's going to suit up this year. I don't know the extent of his injury.
Or maybe never. Who knows?
And that's why that whole Lakers rescinding the trade because of the physical is such BS. Because they traded every main component of that trade between Dallas and the Lakers. They were hurt. So obviously they didn't pass a great physical because they're all hurt. They just didn't want the big man after they made the deal. And that was shady business. Shady.
With the weather getting nicer now, if you had a movie marathon in your yard, what three movies are you going with?
For a movie marathon. This is basically what are your favorite three movies or how jarring do you want to be for the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Because I'd throw on a Nora straight out of the box and see how many people were cool.
I got to see that before the Oscars. I heard you talking about it earlier.
It's really
good. Kat was talking about it too. I'm fascinated by that movie.
You'd have to charge admission to your backyard. Right. People in line.
Maybe that sister that lives next door comes over and is like, oh, this is nice.
I would be very stereotypical if I had to pick. If I had to pick three, and I would probably pick Shawshank, Goodfellas, yeah. and Step Brothers.
Damn, we're yeah. I'd probably go Shawshank, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber. I might do Braveheart.
Dumb and Dumber makes no sense on that list.
Well,
no,
because it doesn't. You need a comedy.
Dude, I'm going to say something incredibly unpopular.
Uh-oh.
What do you say?
And now, the debut of Corby. I'm going to say something very unpopular, Davidson. Go, take it away.
I don't think Dumb and Dumber holds up like Step Brothers or other classic comedies do.
Opinions.
Okay. Maybe it's going to take a rewatch to see. I haven't watched it in a long time.
It's good. It's funny. All of it. Like, but it's not. I just don't think it's one of those on the level of Step Brothers.
What about American Pie?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be impossible for me to watch Dumb and Dumber without, because I know the movie so well, I couldn't watch it with the idea of does it hold up, because it I'm too tied into it, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah, because no, I get it.
I went back and watched Anchorman not that long ago, and it didn't hit me the same way that it did even 10 years ago.
Right. Well, it's like, and I think Step Brothers still does. I've seen that in the last year or so, and I still die laughing at certain scenes that I've seen 100 times, it seems like. But like Wayne's World, does Wayne's World hold up?
No.
Like it did at the time. It was like, oh my God, how revolutionary is this? No, or Austin Powers? But now
Austin Powers does. At least if you watch it with a teenager, it's hilarious.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because he thought it was hilarious. And since he was laughing, I couldn't help but laugh.
Yeah.
Because you know
yeah.
all the jokes about...
It's teenage humor, yeah. the whole movie.
And both we just, man, we were losing it.
Do you think that My Neighborhood would be okay if Django was one of the selections that I had on a big screen to show on the...
You might have a dissenting part
that,
of the
dude,
crowd.
I could do full Tarantino. I could do Django, Inglorious Bastards... For sure. Those are my two favorite Tarantino movies.
Reservoir Dogs.
And Jackie Brown.
Yeah, Jackie Brown is a good. I know my favorite movie and I refuse to allow anyone around here to watch it and report on it because it probably won't hold up. And I just want to keep it in my mind that it does. It's Hollywood Shuffle. It's my favorite of all time.
Man.
And I probably don't think that thing holds up, dude, but I don't care.
I don't think it does. And I used to be in that boat, too, especially in college. That was like top five for me.
It's my favorite. But it's been a while since I've watched it because I'm hesitant to do it because I don't want it to lose any.
A lot of them don't.
Of its shine. I know. And when you go that back that far with your favorites, it just doesn't.
Like Rad, the BMX bike racing movie.
Really. I've never even heard of that.
Really? Rad?
Rad.
You don't remember that?
Don't throw your hands up like it's.
They were racing their
Citizen
BMX.
Kane or anything.
Like it's Die Hard.
they raced their about? BMX bikes on the Hell Track. Remember? And they came and Crew Jones
no,
and his little friends.
I don't remember.
That's a cult niche movie, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's just BMX. Like me going with Soul Man. Okay, you don't remember fine. Soul Whatever. Man?
I've never even like heard
I've never
of
even heard
Rad.
Of you have. They dance. No. They dance on their bikes together at the school dance and Send Me an Angel is playing. Lori Loughlin is in it. It's great.
No. What? Never. You're the first person in my orbit to ever mention
in
Rad.
In my life. That's the first time I've ever heard of that movie. What year did it come out?
1986.
Okay, correct.
You're
the
next movie
you are,
from 1988.
Oh, but your 1987 movie, 1 year later, somehow yeah. is way better.
Hollywood Shuffle
like
is way more commercial than Rad.
Doing BMX at that point.
That's not true. They rode Mongoose. It was cool.
They had Huffies.
They didn't have
From
Huffies.
Ranch Pizza, speaking of Pete Weber's Who Do You Think You Are, I Am, quote, what's the best, most memorable quote you can think of that you quote the most yourself? Well, mine are ticket drops. We had this discussion in one of our AMAs that I all the time walk around as Edna. And, you know, whether it's going, good, or, yeah, right. Like, I answer an Edna to damn near everything.
All right.
The one I say the most is beautiful.
Beautiful.
I say that I say that all the time. Like, if, even if it's a nice day, just in my head, I'm like, beautiful.
I think my favorite like, even out of that Cowboys? Is just neat. I say neat all the time also.
How about them Cowboys is the most iconic one around here.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
And now I can't even listen to it. It makes me sick.
Yeah. Can't wait.
I'm trying to think of the movie quote that I say a lot.
I say the one I say the most is from Dumb and Dumber. It's, well, see you later.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
I say that a lot.
And if I'm mad at someone and it's, I don't know if a lot of people have seen the Temptations movie, but there's a really famous line in there with no one came to see you, Otis. And I'll say that about anybody and say that as the name. So that may be the one I say the most.
Yeah, that's about like rad.
No, it's not rad. Temptations is way better than
because
rad.
Because a ton of people saw rad.
No, they didn't.
Oh, you're wrong.
I would love to know the box office of rad.
Like $4.
$80. Yeah.
$4.
It made $2 million at the box office.
$2 million?
Just so you know, all right? I had the poster of it. It's a sweet-ass movie poster.
Great story.
Tuesday news, Matt talked about loss prevention. Nick says, in 2007, I was in a bank branch when it got robbed. Have any of you been in a crazy situation like that? Not like that.
No, dude. Not I'm, like that.
Not getting robbed.
I've been a couple
that
of...
That would be an all-timer, though, if you were in a bank robbery.
Yeah, but they wanted you to help out or something. That'd be cool. You could join their game.
No, that would not be cool.
Maybe in the 1800s it'd be cool. But I don't think
not
I've ever been...
I've been in fights.
Yeah,
you've seen fights.
And I've seen fights involving guns. Yeah. Where you had to kind of get down behind a tire and all that. So that's probably the craziest situation I've been in. A few times in college.
Yeah, I've had fights break out around me where you just kind of sit there and you're like, man, I hope they don't hit me.
Right.
But I'm never that cool.
I've been in
fights. I'm always looking to get the hell up out of that situation and leave. A lot of people do kind of like being around the chaos. I try to avoid it. Right, Kay?
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
All right. There you go, boys.
Thank you, Corby.